things around your neck, and they all, you know, they're usually strung together.
Beads.
Okay, what men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. When it rains, what do you put up your head when you go outside?
An umbrella.
Okay. What's the top cover on your bed? The very top thing.
The bedspread.
You let shut. And at night you put your head on a
pillow.
Alright. A big thing that people used to have on their bed that was about twice as long as the pillow is now. It went,
bolster.
Okay. And you didn't say that it went part way across the bed. It went
all the way.
Okay. What do you put on your bed to keep warm?
Blanket.
All right, and a blanket that's made at home, and it might have patchwork on it, and has some kind of stuff inside.
A quilt.
All right, and a quilt would be the one with the patchwork on it.
Right.
All right, a real fancy one that was real light and fluffy and soft, that is sometimes made at home, and it's like a quilt, except it's not
comfort.
It's not as homey looking as a quilt. Alright, if you ever had a lot of company, you imagine when your children had to spend the night at parties and they had to sleep on the floor.
On a pallet.
Alright. You put fertilizer on your field because the soil is not very rich, or what another word for rich soil would be.
Fertile.
Okay. The flat lowland along a stream or a creek would be called
bottom land.
In a field of grass, just low lying grass, you would call
pasture.
If it were low, you know, like the
meadow.
Alright, and suppose this low land had water standing on it, and
marshes
and stuff. Okay. Where does salt hay grow along the sea? Salt hay, just over, I guess that old yellow looking stuff that, like if you've been to Savannah, going out to the beach, you just see all the fields of it.
Like sea oats. Something of that sort.
Well, it'd be kind of like sea oats, except don't sea oats grow on the beach in the sand, and this is kind of in a old marshy place. What kind of different kinds of soil do you have in a field? What would some of the names of those that you call the different kinds of soil? You know, real rich soil.
Rich and poor. Clay. I mean, that's the way my daddy used to say, rich and poor. He'd plant things according to the soil, certain things in the red clay and I suppose the other kind.
Higher than a hill and real large, you know, piece of land that goes way up. We don't have too many up in Georgia.
Mountain?
A few up in North Georgia, okay? How about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real suddenly?
Cliff